With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is dispatching his special envoy to meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hospital officials in Gaza say Israel has handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, completing the latest swap of the ceasefire as the first phase of the agreement nears a conclusion. This comes a day after Palestinian terrorists returned the remains of an Israeli hostage who the Israeli military says was killed in the October 2023 attack on Israel. On this busy holiday travel day, winter-like weather is making for slow going in some regions.
A winter storm across the northern part of the country. That's impacting North Dakota, Minnesota, including Minneapolis, and then portions of the northern Great Lakes. And that's going to bring accumulating snowfall into the day Wednesday.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Some interstates have been closed by heavy snow and high winds. Washington, D.C.'s mayor says she's had enough.
Muriel Bowser will not seek re-election for a potential fourth term next year, which she announced on a social media video post yesterday. Her remarks made no mention of President Trump, with whom she's frequently had an adversarial relationship, especially on issues of crime and policing.
And that's correspondent George Williams. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 254 points, the Nasdaq 122 points higher. This is SRN News. An Ohio congregation is giving away gas.
The Fosteria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Abaco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established chapels at airports in the 70s and 80s, offering quiet space for individual prayer instead of organized services. Tucked behind baggage claims or above food courts, the chapels are unique, influenced by the local history and demographics. This is SRN News. Well, looks like renters may have won a round.
Real estate software company RealPage has agreed to stop sharing non-public information between landlords as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice. Federal prosecutors had accused RealPage of helping property managers illegally drive up rents across the country. The DOJ announced the settlement Monday, more than a year after federal prosecutors filed the antitrust lawsuit under President Biden. Officials accused RealPage of facilitating algorithmic coordination. Keith Peters, Washington.
The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak show that all of the company's products may have been contaminated. At least 31 babies across some 15 states have been sickened in the current outbreak. That outbreak began back in August. More details at srnnews.com.